As you know, I'm speaking, this morning at least, at quite short notice. And I'm supposedly taking the place of Miss Monica Furlong. Of course, I don't presume literally to take the place of Miss Monica Furlong. I'm sure that she would have said, I'm sure that she would have told you something which I'm not able to say, something which I'm not able to tell you. I'm sure she would have made her own very distinctive contribution to this conference, which nobody else could make. Nonetheless, if I'm not taking her place, I'm at least taking up her time. And I'm going to speak about these ex-untouchable Buddhists. Because if one ever has to speak on any occasion, at very short notice, without much in the way of preparation, there are only two sorts of topics about which one can speak. One can either speak about those things on which one has a lot of information, or one can speak about those things with regard to which one has strong feelings, strong emotions, even powerful emotions. And I think I can say that having been associated with them now for upwards of 30 years, on and off, I do have very strong feelings for these ex-untouchable Buddhists in India. In fact, for the ex-untouchables generally, whether they are Buddhists or whether they are still followers of any other faith. When it was first suggested to me that I should fill in for Miss Furlong this morning, of course, the first thing that occurred to me was, what on earth am I going to talk about? She was going to talk about angels, about Jacob wrestling with the angel. I didn't feel quite equal to that, not on a Sunday morning. But then it occurred to me that, yes, I should speak about something which I have very strong feelings for. And the next thought which occurred to me was that perhaps among my strongest feelings are the feelings that I have for these ex-untouchables. So that in a way made me realize something about myself. So I'm going to speak about them. And this, I think, will have the advantage anyway of helping to bring us right down to earth, back to something, as it were, very, very practical, even something earthy. And I understand that this, in any case, was what Miss Furlong was going to do in her own way. She was going to have something to say about the redemption of the body. I'm not quite sure how she would have approached the topic, because as a Buddhist, I tend to think that the body is not in need of redemption. It's the mind that is in need of redemption. It's the mind, it's in the mind that everything tends to go wrong. The body is quite innocent. We tend to blame the body very often, but it's not the body that is to blame at all. It's the mind, it's the consciousness. But anyway, let me not linger on that topic. Let me come on to the subject of these ex-untouchables, these ex-untouchable Buddhists. Well, first of all, who are these ex-untouchables? What do we mean by untouchable? And how did they become Buddhists? And also, perhaps this might be of some interest, how did I come to be involved with them? I'm afraid it's all quite a long story, and I'm going to be hard put to it to get it all into the 60 minutes that now remain to me. So I'd better start at once, and I'd better go right back to the beginning.